Fighting against injustice across Connecticut, Melissa in the Morning checks in with the Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Kim is joining the show, and we're talking about disability etiquette. How do we handle people in our own communities who are dealing with certain either issues or maybe they, you know, it was interesting. I had asked Kim kind of exactly what the focus was with this because it's kind of a broad topic. And when she started to bring up certain examples, I thought, wow, I didn't even think of that. So Kim is here to really help us kind of with the do's and don'ts of handling people in our communities. And so, Kim, I love this topic. I absolutely love this topic, and I'm so glad we're diving into it. So good morning.
Good morning, Melissa. So really what we're talking about is treating people with respect, and specifically people with disabilities. Mm. And I just want to preface this by no one can speak for everyone with disabilities. So this just is a list of do's and don'ts that a lot of people with disabilities seem to agree upon. So the first thing I'd say is, Ask someone if they want assistance before you help them. So if you see someone in a wheelchair and they're in the supermarket, before you go and reach for that product, ask them if they want help. And don't assume limitations, because sometimes people in wheelchairs are able to stand. They might just be using the wheelchair for so they don't get too tired because they have some mobility issues, but they're perfectly able to and then pick up something off the shelf. You want to also respect people's bodily autonomy and personal space. So you don't want to touch really anyone without their consent, but that includes people who are disabled. You don't want to even touch their wheelchair without their consent. People, you might see someone who you think has some, you know, mobility issues, a little bit unbalanced, but people might have pain or balance issues or PTSD issues that physical contact might not be appropriate.
Hmm.
I know we've seen all those cute service animals helping people all over the place. Those are not animals that you should be petting, at least if you don't, especially the owner. These are generally working animals, and distracting them may actually interfere with the work that they're doing.
Just to reiterate, if anybody couldn't hear fully what Kim was saying, the first was asking people if they want assistance. Don't assume their limitations. Respecting people's personal space, and that includes even if you have somebody who's wheelchair bound. You know, even just touching the chair is also part of their space. And also with service animals, things like don't just pet them. Don't just assume, oh, they're so beautiful, they're so great, I wanna you know, adore them and show them affection. They're working. And you need to respect that they are not there as, you know, fun and games. They are there because they're doing a job. They're protecting the person they are with. So just to reiterate that in case you couldn't hear Kim.
Sure. When in doubt, you want to use people first language. So you want to say a person who is diabetic rather than a diabetic person. Or better yet, just ask someone how they would like to be addressed. You want to avoid negative language when you refer to a person with a disability. So actually, instead of using a wheelchair or confined to a wheelchair, it's probably better to say uses a wheelchair. In the same vein, there are certain words or phrases associated with disability that we should consider removing from our vocabularies, such as crazy, insane, lame. I know we use all these words casually all the time, but we should try to be mindful that people with disabilities can consider them offensive. Other terms like suffering and victim are also considered negative language because they presume listening that the person who is disabled has a lesser quality of life than the person who is not disabled.
That's interesting. So that one's a really interesting one, Kim. And I want to confess that I'm pretty sure going into this segment, I just promoted saying we need to talk about disability etiquette and be aware that there are people who are, I want to say I wanted to use the word battling or are dealing with a disability. So that would be considered rude, correct?
Some people might feel that way, yeah.
Interesting.
We want people who are disabled world wants to think that they have a good quality of life, and that if you're using some kind of term that diminishes that quality of life, that they may not feel that they have a lesser quality of life. They're just living their experience. You really want to make sure you don't ask intrusive questions of people with disabilities, especially before you have a friendship. So if you see a person in a wheelchair in the supermarket, it's not really appropriate to say, "What happened to you? How did that happen?" They're not looking for conversation. They're just looking to live their lives.
Right.
In the same vein, you don't want to make someone an ambassador for the community. Not everyone who has an impairment speaks for all people. They don't want to be called heroic or brave. They don't want to be singled out and made feel uncomfortable. There's some specific disabilities that you should be aware of. If someone has a sight impairment, it would be helpful to you if you described the environment or provided written materials to them so that they know where they are and what they need. If you're speaking to a person with a hearing impairment, you should look them in the face in order to get their attention before starting a conversation. And you should speak to them rather than their sign language interpreter. If you're speaking to someone in a wheelchair, you want to make eye contact with the person and speak to them directly. And you need to either adjust your posture or, better yet, sit down while you're having the conversation, because standing above someone creates an unequal power dynamic. Let people with speech and language disorders finish their sentences before you interrupt them. If you're not sure what they're saying, you can just ask them to repeat it and make sure you understand. Don't give unsolicited medical advice. Just because something helps your grandfather with Parkinson's doesn't mean it's going to help this person or that they really want to hear about it. And if you make a mistake, apologize and just move on. Because bottom line is, people with disabilities want the same things as everyone else: respect.
So, you know, what's kind of interesting, and again, we're talking to Kim with the Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities. Disability etiquette is the topic today. And, you know, I think there are two things that I take away from this list, Kim. First of all, most of the items on this list should just be general practice. be general practice of how we treat one another. For example, not asking, what happened here or why is that happening to you? To me, I don't understand. It's like we sometimes socially don't know what is appropriate. I have seen even, in public where somebody who is typically always happy is having a bad day. And what's up with you? What's going on with you? Leave them alone. Leave them alone. Is it okay that we just don't have a good day sometimes? Like, that happens. We're human. Some of these things that you're talking about, asking if someone wants assistance, don't just assume that people need you or want you to help them or that they can't do things that you could do. I'm respecting people's space. I think one of the things I hated the most when I was pregnant was that people just assumed I wanted them to touch my belly. I hated that. I actually loathed it. And I know a lot of people saw it as, well, I'm showing you that I'm supportive of this. I'm excited for you. I'm celebrating you. No, you're not. You're making me uncomfortable. I hate this. So, these are really general respect tips, it seems, for just the average person that you see in your community. That's the first thing. The other thing was, I loved what you said, and I want to make sure we highlight it: apologizing. So I grew up with a brother who's on the autism spectrum, and a lot of times we believe, because we went through an experience and we know, because we've seen it firsthand, that we know it all. And during that list, I even said to you myself, I made one of those mistakes. And I think just recognizing that we are just not perfect, and it's okay. You address it, you take ownership of it and apologize and move on from it, I think is a really important point. And just because you've experienced something doesn't mean you know it all. I think that's another huge thing that I took away from that.
That's perfect. And listen, we're all human. We all make mistakes. I've made mistakes. I've done things on this list. But when we know better, we do better.
Mm-hmm. And just like you were saying, just having a general respect for people. We've lost that in a lot of ways just knowing what is appropriate to say to people. And I think especially in recent years where people will literally get into political matches with a total stranger at the grocery store. And it's like, wait, what happened here? It's just become the norm. And so I can only imagine the heightened anxiety and pain that people who also do have a disability feel when these things happen to them. You know, I think this is a really, really important topic. I'm wondering, has the commission either put together like a list or something where this is shareable, where we could put this out there almost like an advertisement, but just sort of blast this everywhere on the internet and just reach as many people? Because I think it's important.
That sounds like a really good idea. There's a lot of really great websites that I compiled this list from. I would look at accessibility.com. A lot of these are on their website.
Okay. Well, Kim, I really appreciate you informing us, sharing these things, and giving us the platform to continue learning and being better individuals on this planet. So thank you for that.
And thank you for continuing to support our mission.
Absolutely. Kim, with the Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities here on WICC.